Welcome. This is Lauren Brownstein, and you are listening to the Small and Mighty Fundraising Minute. I'll be sharing some quick hits of inspiration and information to help you and your organization thrive. If you want more tips and tools, please go to pitchconsulting.com, that's PITCHconsulting.com, to join the Small and Mighty membership program. Hello, I hope everyone in your world is healthy and safe and finding ways to stay sane right now. It's an everyday thing and we're all doing our best. I'm coming at you from day 50-something of pandemic lockdown. It has been super busy for me with work. I've been helping a number of clients write proposals related to the COVID-19 emergency and emergency services that they are trying to deliver to people in need. But at the same time, I'm also talking to a lot of nonprofits, clients, potential clients, and just people calling for advice about proposal writing in general during this pandemic. Some of them are meeting immediate emergency needs, and some of them are just trying to figure out, you know, how are we going to stay open and how are we going to stay viable over the next 6 months, over the next year, and how can we really connect with foundations right now in a powerful way. So I want to direct you to some resources that I have for you that are on my website, which is pitchconsulting.com, PITCHconsulting.com. I just put up a blog post on May 5th called Your Quick Guide to Pandemic Proposal Writing. And in that blog post, I give you a few tips. For example, when you're writing a proposal right now, you don't need to waste a lot of precious space in your proposal writing about how we are in a crisis. This is an unprecedented time. Excuse me. We've never faced anything like this before. That may be true, but whoever you're writing this proposal to already knows that. They're experiencing the same things you are. So you don't need to waste space writing about that. Use your proposal real estate writing about more specific needs. I also give you some tips about what to do if you are not meeting emergency social service needs right now. Say you're an arts organization or an environmental organization or something else. Things that I suggest that you write about and the kinds of content that will be memorable and compelling in proposals right now. I also provide a link and an overview of a great resource that I've created for you. It's an ebook called Grant Writing Quick Tips, and that is for sale on my website. I think if you combine Grant Writing Quick Tips and some of the other pointers that I'm providing to you, you'll really be well positioned to get out there and develop some new foundation relationships and to reignite some former relationships and reconnect with previous donors. So again, go to my website, pitchconsulting.com, and check out the blog post. And you can go to the shop to check out Grant Writing Quick Tips. Good luck, and I hope you are well and healthy and happy. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you are not already a subscriber, I encourage you to please subscribe to this podcast. The more subscribers we have, the more people will hear about it. And please head over to pitchconsulting.com for more ideas, inspiration, free tips, and information about the Small and Mighty membership program, which has incredible resources for small to mid-sized nonprofits or nonprofits of any size. Thanks.